Washington State coach Mike Leach has joined us. The Cougars are home with a game against Oregon in Seattle on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
You have a question from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, what do you tell you guys after Saturday's game, and what's the response been in the days after?
What was the question?
What do you tell the guys after Saturday's game, and how have they responded in the last couple of days to a rough finish?
Well, we had a good practice on Sunday. I thought that we just have poor effort. I think in the fourth quarter we have guys that a lot of times we want to play when we're ahead. We get excited then, and then all of a sudden it gets tough, and we collapse. And, part of it perhaps is we have a lot of young faces out there, and us as coaches just need to improve them.
Your next question comes from Chris Chancellor, CougFan.com.
This morning. Anyway, I was curious to hear how some of your young corners who haven't played much, such as Ford and Dockery, are performing so far.
I think both are doing pretty good. Ford, we're waiting on. He's still going through the clearinghouse stuff.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Mike, it looked like Palacio got a good deal of snaps in the game the other day. I just wondered what if you could trace his progress a little bit, and what does he bring to you out there?
Yeah, we've got a lot of freshman contributions out there, and I think Palacio has done well. He's kind of risen to the point where, he's in the starting rotation. And so he brings a lot of energy, brings a lot of enthusiasm, plays hard, has a good motor, is competitive. I think we need to polish his technique and get him sharper, but I take a real credit to Palacio that he's out there playing ahead of some of the guys he is right now.
I guess along that line, is your O-line depth getting to the point where you might have to dip down to a true freshman at some point here? Or?
Well, we have two walk-ons on there starting for us, so I think depth is an issue, but, we just need to do the best we can. Gunnar Eklund, I guess, is a freshman.
And then finally, I know you were really high on Lintz in the spring and his physical stature and what he could do as a pass catcher, but it's been pretty understated so far. Can you address, just what's happened early in the season with him?
Well, we're just not getting some of the same things that we were in spring and that in practice. And then I think then we've had some other guys emerge that have gone out and performed better in games. Brett Barnalone's a true freshman. He's gone out and played well. And then, some other guys. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from John Gold, CBS Sports.
Hey, Coach. Can you talk a little bit about Connor Halladay and Gabriel Marks, and why it's become a little bit easier, it seems, for younger players to make an impact in the passing game across the country?
I think one reason is the passing leagues that they have around the country. More states, more schools, more places, more often have them. Halladay, just a good competitive guy that's continued to develop his skills. He's gone out there and played well. And then Gabe Marks is also a true freshman and has gone out and played really well. And I felt like going into this week, Gabe Marks and Isaiah Myers were probably our two best receivers. So as a result, we're going to shuffle some guys around a little to try to get more reps out there on the field rather than seeing Marks get the reps.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Any further questions for Coach?
We do have a question from Chris Chancellor, CougFan.com.
What are some areas of emphasis in recruiting for next February?
Your voice was all jumbled up. I couldn't understand a word you said.
Sorry about that. Excuse me. As far as recruiting goes, what are some areas of emphasis for this next class?
I think a lot of them overall. I would say in particular offensive line and defensive line.
Are we have further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, perfect. Mike, thanks for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
You bet. We'll see you.
Bye.